Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declares war on chronic disease and corporate profiteering. Texas border business. Texas border business. February 28, 2025, Washington, D.C. On his first day as Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. delivered a bold and impassioned speech, pledging to confront America's worsening health crisis. Addressing both his supporters in the Make America Healthy Again movement and the public, Kennedy painted a stark picture of a nation plagued by chronic disease, obesity, addiction, cancer, infertility, and depression at unprecedented levels. His message was clear: something has gone terribly wrong, and it is time for answers. Kennedy, a longtime environmental advocate, lawyer, and activist, is no stranger to taking on powerful interests. Before his appointment to HHS, he gained national recognition as an environmental lawyer, leading legal battles against corporate polluters and championing public health initiatives. As the nonprofit Children's Health Defense founder, he has been a vocal critic of regulatory agencies and their relationships with the pharmaceutical industry. His appointment signals a dramatic shift in federal health policy that promises to challenge entrenched interests and demand transparency. Kennedy did not shred words about public health. He stated that the U.S. leads the world in chronic illness yet lags in understanding why. While stopping short of assigning blame, he emphasized that his administration would leave no stone unturned in its investigation into the root causes of disease. "We will examine our food, medicine, water, lifestyles, and environment, everything that goes into America's bodies," he vowed. "No stone will be left unturned in our effort to end chronic disease. The health of our children is a higher calling for all of us. Watch my message to America and join me in this effort to make America healthy again." Secretary Kennedy posted on Truth Social Media. A key theme of Kennedy's speech was transparency. He promised to expose conflicts of interest within regulatory agencies and end what he called profiteering from the substances we're supposed to be regulating. For years, critics have argued that pharmaceutical companies, food manufacturers, and other industries have prioritized profits over public well-being, contributing to the very crises they claim to solve. Kennedy's remarks suggest a willingness to take on these powerful forces, an approach that could prove both popular and contentious. Kennedy acknowledged the deep political divisions in the country but urged Americans to put aside partisanship in pursuit of a higher goal, the health of future generations. His plan for the first 100 days includes engaging with various voices, from establishment experts to whistleblowers, from doctors to concerned parents. "I will enter this inquiry with an open mind and a willingness to be wrong," he assured the public, urging Americans to do the same. "That's how we're gonna build unity." His speech resonated with those who feel abandoned by the current healthcare system, people suffering from chronic conditions with no clear solutions. His promise to take action, rather than accept disease as inevitable, is likely to energize a movement that has long demanded reform. Kennedy's ambitious agenda faces significant obstacles. The pharmaceutical and healthcare industries wield enormous influence in Washington, and any attempt to overhaul the system will likely meet resistance. Moreover, the complexity of chronic disease, linked to genetics, lifestyle, environmental factors, and economic disparities, makes sweeping reform difficult. Nevertheless, Kennedy's message was one of hope. He reminded Americans that chronic illness was not always the norm and does not have to define the future. "All it takes is to unify our will to get serious about solving this problem," he said. With President Trump backing his initiatives, Kennedy has positioned himself as a disruptor in the fight for public health. Whether he can turn his vision into reality remains to be seen, but one thing is certain: he has already set the stage for a major battle over the future of American healthcare.